Just to quickly finish up the Sugya of Sirta, the few loose ends, and then we'll start going further. We had pointed out the broader structure, that how does one understand the Dine Sirta? To what extent is it considered to be part of the Hesher Ksiva, a tool to be able to see to it that the Ksav is appropriate, requires Sirta? Or should we assume that, in addition to that, above and beyond that, that there is halacha of Sefer? In order to go into to constitute, right, Kisvei HaKodesh, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sirtut is necessary, not just simply in terms of Hesher Ksiva, but Halacha really in Chetza. And what we try to point out is the following. When you look in Rashi Menachos in the Aflama days, Rashi has two different makaros for the need of Sirtut when it comes to Mezuzah. One is explicit in Gemara. Gemara tells us it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And then Rashi writes, we have a gzera shava of ksiva, ksiva, misefer. And we pointed out that Tosus is bother. Why is that necessary at all? And indeed, Tosus understands that that gzera shava, ksiva, ksiva, misefer is not referring to sirtu. But that is indeed Rashi Shita. Why would that be required? So perhaps the Kiddush is that mezuzah is a model of two different dine sirtut. One is halacha of sefer. And that seems to indicate chetzah, that the chetzah shel mezuzah requires that it has to be that which was subject to sirtut. And why is it necessary to have halacha Moshe Misinai? Perhaps one could argue that's telling us something above and beyond, above and beyond. Let's assume, for example, you have a Megillah Sota, and the Torah refers to that as a sefer. After all, the Torah describes that you'll go ahead and write all of this ba sefer. If you're going to tell me that, you know what, there's a different element of sirta that mezuzah has, that, for example, Megillah Sota would not, so therefore that would be a great indicator that, you know, sefer can accommodate for this, but it can't go ahead and accommodate for that. Sefer emphasizes the element of chefza. In order to have the status of a sefer, this is what's necessary. Perhaps the halacha Moshe Misinai is indicating that above and beyond that, there is a certain need for sirtut, not simply because of chefza, but what I would term as part of the hechsher ksiva. And maybe indeed that's considered to be absolutely necessary. And maybe that's why you have those two makaros. We pointed out a few nafkaminas, no? One nafkamina was that Din and Tosus and Sota and Daf Yud Zayin, the Chivas Rabbi Kaveger and Simon Nun. And that is the following. Can one envision Sirtut La'achar Ksiva? And maybe the starting point of that Din should be exactly this point. If we're talking about that, look, in order to be called a Sefer, you need this and you need that. Maybe one could envision that possibility of Tosus that, you know what, that maybe the Din Sirtut can be supplied even later. Maybe one can argue not. Maybe one could argue that the status of Sefer has to be attained b'shas ksiva. Or maybe one could argue, no, that's not true. That, you know what, that when it is utilized, you have to make sure that the sirtut deed is done, but lav dafka, b'shas ksiva. So that already is the suffix of Tosus. Rabbi Kaveger points out, Nechuas and Simon Nun, but isn't it clear from the Gemara Menachos that that is not good? That the sirtut has to be Kodah HaKsiva, it can't be afterwards, because when the Gemara is discussing the possibility of using a parsha of Tefillin for mezuzah, the Gemara says, how in the world can that be? Tefillin does not require sirtut, and as Tosus writes, the practice was not to do sirtut, to use it as a mezuzah, you need sirtut. Isn't the obvious answer? So, supply, do the sirtut now. That's Rabbi Kaveger's kasha. Maybe the answer is as follows, that maybe doing the sirtut afterwards can accomplish this, but it can't accomplish that. What exactly does that mean? It will be sufficient in order to meet the requirement of sefer, because at the time that it is being utilized, the sirtut isn't present. But it's hard to call it a hechsher ksiva if it's done after the maisa ksiva, in which case, a fantastic distinction, and that is as follows. Rabbi Kveger's kasha is based on mezuzah. And Tosus Safek is discussing Sota Daf Yud Zayin, the Megillah Sota. There's only one din sirtut. That's halacha of sefer. That is Tosus's Diyun. Can you have the status of Sefer attained La'achar Ksivu? Maybe yes, maybe no. Dov Raposhut, when it comes to Mezuzah, that would not be an option. And therefore, Mezuzah no. When it comes to Megillah Sota, possibly, possibly. Or maybe the Flif Nafgamina, and that is, the Mordechai, the Safek of Rabbeinu Simcha. What happens if Sirtut is there, Bishas Ksiva, but you know what? Over time, it fades. And I look at it now, I don't even see any Sirtut. But it was done at that particular time. So that's the Safek of Rabbeinu Simcha. Do we argue that yes, Bishas Ksiva, it was indeed present? Or do you argue that no, it's not enough, or maybe not even necessary, we saw the Tosus, that it has to be there Bishas Ksiva, but it has to be there at the time of the utility. It has to be there at the time that it is indeed being used. And therefore, maybe one could argue again, L'chumra, in each Diyun, when it comes to Mezuzah, because of the two, Dinei Sirtut. This is not necessarily Muchach, but we raise the issue of Lishma, that tour in Yeredeya, Reish Ayin Aleph. To what extent is Lishma necessary when it comes to Sirtut? And maybe as a starting point, one could argue as follows, that look, if Sirtut is considered to be a tool in order to attain, is it so clear that Lishma is necessary? If it's a way of ensuring that the Ksiva is appropriate, the Ksiva has to be Lishma. Is it so obvious that the Sirtut has to be Lishma? But if I'm going to tell you the following, that there's a din Sefer, and a Sefer requires that the Asiyah has to be Lishma, and Sirtut is part of the din Asiyah, so perhaps one would argue that Lishma indeed is necessary. So he pointed out the Turis Mefurish and Reish Ayin Aleph that no, and in that sin, the Pesachei Teshuva writes that no, this is a very fundamental machlokes as to whether Lishma indeed is needed. If one is willing to accept that this is true when it comes to Mezuzah, now one could go to the next step. What about when it comes to Megillah? When it comes to a Megillah Sota, we're arguing that, you know what, that's only the din of Sefer. What about when it comes to Megillah Esther? What about that? There I would tell you that the Tosus HaManachas HaFlamed Beis is bothered by a similar kasha, that according to Rashi Shita, it seems as though that there are two Mekoros for Sirtut regarding Megillah. Number one is that's how Rashi interprets that Divrei Shalom Ve'emes is telling it that there's a requirement of Sirtut when it comes to Megillah, because after all, it is Amita Shel Torah. What does Amita Shel Torah mean? Rashi writes, Amita Shel Torah means Sefer Torah. So that's a jump. Sefer Torah, yes, and now Megillah. So Tosus immediately asks, if that's really true, Sefer requires, well, that then should be sufficient. Why do you need anything more? Because when you look in the Gemara, in Megillah and Daf Yotes, the Gemara says that a Megillah has the status of Sefer. Isn't that a Pasuk? No. Peretes, Pasuk, Lamed Beis, Megillah says there, V'nichtav HaSefer. The Pasuk uses the phrase Sefer describing a Megillah. So what do you have to jump? What do you have to say? Sefer? And all of a sudden now, MS? And MS tells me that I can extend the Dine Sefer even to a Megillah. What do you mean? The Megillah is self-described as being a Sefer. So why do you need two Makoros when it comes to the case of Megillah? Sirtut is nest, according to Rashi, because of, number one, Sefer. Number two, because of MS. Why exactly is that true? That was the Chiddush of Rav Zhalti. That's the same Kasha of Mezuzah. And maybe the answer is that, you know what, that there are two different Dine Sirtut, the Chiddush, even when it comes to Megillah, with the Nafkaminas, that, you know what, maybe the three Nafkaminas I mentioned before could be relevant even there as well. Well, so this whole understanding of Sirtut again falls back to our basic question, and that is that how do you resolve the apparent tension, the stiras hasugyas? Now, that when you look in all those sugyas, Menachos Daf Lamed Beis, it sounds as though Sirtut is something which is very, very specific. Very, very specific. Mezuzah, yes. Tefillah, no. In our Gemara, it sounds like Sirtut is so broad, no? Any writing requires Sirtut, even in Igeres. Is it conceivable that in Igeres, yes, and Tefillah, no? Hayitachin, how can that be? So to this we saw five different terusim. One was the Kesem Mishnah we pointed out, very, very difficult. Now, Hilchos Sefer Torah Zayin Te Zayin. You know what that teretz is? Eino Chinami. Eino Chinami, that's true. You can't ignore the Sugyan Gitna Davav Mabez. Any ksiva requires sirta. That's true. And whenever a Gemara is going to say the tefillin no, it means tefillin no as long as it doesn't meet the requirements of Gitna Davav Mabez. But realize, that's so, so difficult. That means when push comes to shove, all tefillin requires sirtut. And realize, Tosfos points out the minhag was not to do sirtut at all. Realize that, no. What do you mean? Minhag, you're mechuyev to do it. Because the only time our Gemara says you can get by without is if you're dealing with two or three words on a line. Beyond that, sirtut indeed is considered to be necessary. So the Kesem Mishnah writes the Chiddush, maybe enochinami indeed, that is true. So the Ran does not even mention this possibility, no? The Ran, Megillah, Hema Beis, and Daf Yarif, assumes that, how can that be? How can that be? When the Gemara says, no, it really means, when you're writing in that fashion, but otherwise it's obvious, when you're writing, again, this isn't so unusual, when you're writing a series of words, Sirtut is necessary without any other makar. How can that be? Oh, so that was teretz number two. That was the Chiddush of the Ran, that our Gemara and Gittin is limited. And that's limited to, right, a ksav which is nitan lakriya. A ksav which is nitan lakriya. And that can apply to an igeres. But guess what? It's not going to apply to a mezuzah. And it's not going to apply to tefillin. And it's not going to apply to a megillah sota. So gittin davav is not relevant to any of those cases. And if I want to require sirtut in any of those cases, guess what? I'm going to have to come up with other makaros to ensure indeed that that is true. That's a beautiful chiddush that they're on right. So tefillin is not nitan lakriya. That is not the function of mezuzah. And the parsha sota is lemechika kari. So therefore, we would argue, you know what? Gittin davav is not relevant to those cases. So now we have to look other sugyas. And the overlap is very, very distinct. Very, very limited. Wow. Well, maybe one could argue the following. Maybe this is a simpler teretz, but it does have its difficulties. That's the possibility that Tosfos writes in Sotan da Yitzayin Amabes, that when Rabbi Yitzchok says it's appropriate to do sirtut, when you're writing a letter, that's the key word. It's appropriate. It's appropriate. Okay, it's appropriate. Who says that this would mean it's a psul b'di'evet? I went ahead and I wrote the mezuzah without sirtut. So you're going to tell me, based on gittin davav, you know what? The appropriate way of writing is with sirtut. But we're not talking about that when it comes to megillah, the appropriateness of. What we're talking about is the tefillin kasher, is the mezuzah fit to use for the purpose of the mitzvah? So maybe that's the simplest answer. After all, yes, the appropriateness is to show chashivas to kisvei hakodesh, ksav shel Torah, and therefore to write it in the most beautiful way, and then entail sirtut. But that's a far cry from saying, you know what, don't bother affixing or erecting that mezuzah, because it lacks sirtut. Say, no chinami, I have a hilchasa which is unique to mezuzah. Even though there's a broad preference, there's a broad appropriateness, and appropriateness too. So that's what Tosfos writes in Sota, Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis. One could even question, why not just use that teretz? Why is that not obvious? Why is that obvious? Pashup Shah one could argue something more is necessary. Because you see, for example, Pashup Shah and Tefillin, the Sugyan Daf Lamed Beis, that it wasn't even done to Tefillin as a mitzvah mubchar. As Tosfos points out, it wasn't done at all. Because the Gemara says, it's obvious, he can't go in and take the parashat tefillin from mezuzah, because it didn't have sirtut. Why didn't it have sirtut? So if you're just going to say, look, the sugyan gittin is just a preference, okay, but it is a preference, and therefore, when I go ahead and write all of these things, preferably you should do so al yedei sirtut. Maybe it doesn't fully explain how it is that you resolve and solve the Gemaras, as opposed to assuming that the Rishon that don't give this teretz atosis, or assuming that our Gemara is not just a preference, that's makiv even b'di'evet, but that's the Chiddush atosis in Sotan Daf Yitzayin. And then the Ramban, I mentioned quickly yesterday, the Ramban might
turns everything on its head.
No? We're bothered that, yeah, but Gemara Menachos and Flamme Beis, that's Mefurish. Mezuzah is Halacha Moshe Nisinai. The Halacha Moshe Nisinai is yes. And if you don't have Halacha Moshe Nisinai, it's no. What do you mean no? Get in the Fav. You have to do Seir too. So the Ramban flips everything. The Halacha Moshe Nisinai is Tefillin no. Oh, that answers everything, no? That answers the Kasha. The Gemara in Gittin says yes. How can the Gemara say Tefillin no? Ein Achinami, you're right. That's an incredible kasha. You know what the answer is? There's Halacha Moshe Nisinai that says Tefillin no. There's Halacha Moshe Nisinai that says Tefillin no. So I would have said the following. So mezuzah is the norm, and tefillin is considered to be, wow, an exception. Tefillin is considered to be an exception. You know what's difficult with that alone, that statement, that the no is the exception, and the default is yes. What do you mean the default is yes? The Gemara says that mezuzah requires seter because of Halacha Moshe Nisinai. That sounds to be off, no? When the Gemara says that how can you take a parsha of tefillin and use it for the purpose of mezuzah, there is a Halacha Moshe Nisinai that, I would have finished the line, that tefillin doesn't require sirtu. I wouldn't have said there's Halacha Moshe Nisinai that mezuzah does require sirtu. No, but that's what the Gemara says. So the Ramban writes the following. Yeah. No, there's more to this. There's a Halacha Moshe Nisinai that tefillin doesn't require sirtut. Doesn't require sirtut. And you know what? This is also always a fascinating thing. When you have a hilchasa, what right do I have to expand? You know, do I really assume Halacha Moshe Nisinai is so narrow? The Halacha Moshe Nisinai is only here? Or do I have a right to take the Halacha Moshe Nisinai and, you know what? It's a fascinating deal when it comes to, in Hilchos Sukkah, there's so many different examples of Halacha Moshe Nisinai, how to construct our Sukkah. Can you combine one Halacha with another Halacha with another Halacha? Or do you kind of assume, no, you know what? Each one is standalone. You have no right to go ahead and to broaden, even though typically we do. You know, we assume, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyanecha, a Tosefta, Sanhedrin, Berg Zion, that if I know this is true here, you know, I expand. That's a Bininav, that's a Memotzinu. But can you really use a Bininav Memotzinu when it comes to Hilchasa? No? If the Halacha Moshe Nisinai is telling you there's something unusual here, this is something which is unique, maybe it's like a Chidushu. No? And therefore the Gemara says, Mi Chidusho? Lo Gamrina. You can't take a Chidush and run with it. A Chidush Tosus writes that very same, no? A Chidush is a Devra Soser Saklau. A chiddush means it's going against the grain. Maybe I would argue, you know what? If you have a separate Halacha Moshe Nisinai, so maybe it's standalone. Oster Ramban writes, not necessarily. You have a Halacha Moshe Nisinai that tefillin doesn't require sirtut. But you know what? If you have something that has less kedusha than tefillin, you're going to argue that which is more kadosh, no. But that which is less kadosh, yes. So I would have said the following. That's the great chiddush that the Ramban writes. We have Halacha Moshe Nisinai of Tefillin no, and now Kavachomer that Mezuzah no. So part of that Halacha Moshe Nisinai has to embrace Mezuzah as well. Because if I only had Halacha Moshe that is just Tefillin, I would have probably said Tefillin, meaning and anything that has a lower level of Kedusha. So you know what? I need a Halacha Moshe Nisinai to tell me both. See, that's a little bit unusual. Usually I want a starting point. And Halacha Moshe Nisinai is going to tell me the exception. No. Here I need the Halacha Moshe Nisinai to tell me both. The yes and the no. The no when it comes to tefillin, and the yes when it comes to mezuzah. Oh, that's the chiddush of the Ramban. Good? It's an interesting chiddush. When you look in Rashi, for example, Rashi, Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Divrei Maaskeh V'Hilchos. Rashi, Megillah Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rashi writes the following, Vehilchasa, ready for this. Rashi writes, Vehilchasa, Tfilin ein tzrichim sirtut, mezuzos tzrichim sirtut. That's what Rashi writes. Wow, it's much more like the Ramban. We have a Halacha Moshe Nisinai. What's a Halacha Moshe Nisinai? Rashi writes, Tfilin no mezuzias. Wow, that's interesting. And I'll ask you the following. So Halacha Moshe Nisinai covers both. You might ask you the following in terms of the sequence. You know, I probably would have started with the yes. No? Halacha Moshe Nisinai is tefillin no. Why tefillin no? Because that's the starting point of Halacha Moshe Mesina. That's the Ramban, no? Halacha Moshe Mesina is tefillin no. But you know what? If tefillin no, I would say certain mezuzah no. No, no, no. So you have to argue that as an expansion of the Elchasa, is that mezuzah yes. So, you know, you see this Ramban, and all of a sudden the words of Rashi like jump, no? Hilchasa. Tefillin ain't srichin sirtut, mezuzah srichin sirtut, no? In other words, it's a twofold halacha moshe misinai. So there's no kasha why mezuzah no, is halacha moshe misinai. And there's no kasha then why the Gemara says mezuzah yes because of halacha moshe misinai. That's very, very good. And there's no kasha from Gittin Davav because Gittin Davav is talking about the norm without the hilchasa, without the halacha moshe misinai. And that's an important chiddush in that sense. So those again are two of the very critical chiddushim that indeed the Ramban writes. Well, okay. And now you have Rabbeinu Tam who writes that recognize. You know, you're talking about sirtut and sirtut. Be careful because you know you can't always assume that every word means exactly the same thing. Well, you always have to be careful about that in learning. No, in learning. Now, yeah. Sometimes your people speak about stiras in chazaka. You know, a chazaka works here, a chazaka doesn't work there. So you know, you take them aside and you say, you know what? Prima God, chazaka has seven different meanings. No, so before you start like stira, wait, make sure you're talking about the same thing. No, make sure you're talking about the same thing. Because words can have different meaning. There's so many different forms of chazaka. So before you get up there and say, this Gemara says chazaka accomplishes this, and this Gemara says a chazaka can't accomplish that, why don't you make sure you're talking about the same type of chazaka? A chazaka de meikara, a chazaka de hashta, a concept of muhsuk, a kinyan chazaka. They can mean so many different things. You know, Rav Chaim said it. I mean a joke. No, but you know, you can steal, you know, an object, and you can alter the object, and you can be kona that object as a kli, but it's not going to help you at the suda for chasan and kala. No, even though the Gemara says it's true that ganav eitz v'asal kelim panim chadashos v'alokan. You know what? But it's not going to help you bench. Right? When you need panim chadashos, no? It's a Gemara. No. Obviously, no. Means different things, no? Panim chadashos in Gneva is different panim chadashos when it comes to Shiva Semei HaMishteh. You have to be careful about hagdaros. So Rabbeinu Tam says, we're making a big, big, big mistake, no? That sirtut here does not mean sirtut there. When we're talking about typical sirtut, not in chefze and kedusha, we're talking about ksiva. We're talking about minimal sirtut. And the purpose of that minimal sirtut simply is to serve as a guide. That's all that's necessary. What exactly do you need to serve as a guide? Now, it's a little bit unclear. When you read our Tosus, it's unclear. Tosus begins by talking about, you know, the Shura Rishona. You know, begin with a guide. And you know what? Everything will follow. Get the first row in order, and then you know what? Now you can start to space. You know, Besof Divrayim, the Tosus is talking about a different form of sirtus. No? We're talking about making a frame, making a complete border. When you look in the Tosus and Sot and Daf Yud Zayin, right? Tosus refers to Sot as being a border. When you look in the Tosus and Malchus, Naflama Days, within the Shita, it refers to Sirtut as being the Shita Rishana. This is pretty critical, no? When you look in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Lamed Beis Vav, Lamed Beis Vav, Hilchos Tefillin, Simin Lamed Beis, no? The Mechaber writes that, you know what, when it comes to Tefillin, you don't have to do Sirtut, Ki Im Shita Yona. Just the top line. And you know what the Rama writes? B'yei Shomrim, what do you mean? You don't have to do full, but you need more. You have to do lemalo ulamata umin hatzadim b'cheinoagim. Border, right? These two possibilities that Tosus kind of like throws out, right? So the Mechaber writes that shita elyona, and the Rama writes, no, create the border. The common denominator of both of these shitas, as opposed to the complex sirtut that is required of each and every line, that's something which is very, very significant. So therefore, again, the difference in that fashion, and therefore no stira when it comes to typical ksav, minimal sirtut is necessary. Sometimes more significant sirtut is needed. For example, when it comes to the case of mezuzah. And if, when it comes to Sefer Torah and Tefillin, as our Tosu says, you don't need complex, comprehensive sirtut. You need general, minimal sirtut. Oh, so, you know what? Oh, the Yerushalmi, right? Perakamid de Shabbos, head yod. And therefore, oh, you know what? That would typically be the practice. Typically, not to overreach, not to do more. That would typically be the practice. However, Tosus points out the following. There is a halacha, Tosus writes, of Zek Keli Vanvehu. Zek Keli Vanvehu means that, look, you know what? The ksav has to be beautiful. It has to be magnificent. And practically speaking, if you're not going to have sirtut, it's not going to be so simple, right? The writing that you're going to do on, right, typing paper, it is not going to be necessarily as organized as doing it on loosely for notebook paper. There are no lines. So therefore, you know what? All of a sudden now a practice of having specific, comprehensive sirtut, even when it comes to those places where it's not really necessary, because I wouldn't say nikra hedyot if you're doing it mishum zekeli vanveyu. That's called nikra hedyot. So therefore, sirtut, even in other cases, because it's a keli vanvei. When you look carefully in our Tosus, it's a little bit unclear what Tosus is referring to. Tosus writes that general sirtut is good enough to say for Torah and Tefillin, and now Tosus continues and starts talking about Zekeli vanveyu. A little bit unclear from Tosus, not so mefurish. Is Tosus talking about Sefer Torah as well as Tefillin? Is Tosus only referring to Sefer Torah? Why should one be mechalek? Ooh, that's the Tosus. Menachos aflamabeis. Because even this paid of the Zekim Vameyu is referring to a type of ksiva that is omed lekriya. It's omed lekriya. But in Tefillin, shemechusim bibatim. So what do you mean the nai? That's not considered to be that which is apparent. So there, the Tosus writes, not as clear from our Tosus, that even that further distinction, Tefillin as opposed to Sefer Torah, and Poshub Shat, that's against the Rosh. When you look in the Rosh, the end of the Gemara Menachos, Sefer Torah, Simin Zayin, when the Rosh presents this, the Rosh writes, when it comes to Tefillin, that you know what, if you need the Sirtut in order to ensure that the Ksiva is going to be magnificent, so therefore, Sirtut, even when it comes to Tefillin as well. And we pointed out yesterday, now the language of the Rama in Simon Lamed Beis and Sif Dalet, that mitzvah liyafos es hatfillin, and the language of the Rama is mi bachutz, yeah, umi bifnim. Mi bifnim is a great kiddush. It means the kiyum of yifui of zekei vanveyu, even though something is mi bifnim pashut means something which is inside, something which indeed is concealed. And that no doubt is a chiddush, because is there any requirement of something which is nikar in order to argue that this is a kiyum of zekeli vanveyu? So that's what we discussed yesterday, you know? Where is this found in the Gemara? Yuma daf ayin, where the Gemara uses the phrase zekeli vanveyu kidei laharos chazuso l'rabi. Zekeviyah means something which is demonstrative. And we pointed out that, you know what, that was Tosus' kasha against the Rambam. Shabbos Chafalaf Mabeis. That if the whole Hidur is a correspondence of the number of Neros and the particular night of Hanukkah, it must be Nikar. And therefore, if you're going to accommodate Mahadrin, a Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin, Tosus says, Leka Hekera, that there's no hecker which is there, because you know what, that because people will think that Yesh kamim b'nei adam b'bayis. People are going to think, well, that's the number of people in your house. They're going to see 10 candles, and they're going to assume, you know what? You have a family of 10. That Tosis is assuming. That's the issue of Hekker, Hekker. And as he pointed out, just Chaz of the last Makaros, that there are many, many more, right? That is that so obvious when it comes to Hidra Mitzvah? Sometimes it's true. Sometimes Hidra Mitzvah, Hekker is considered to be clear. You know, when you're dealing with, for example, a concept of Noi Sukkah, probably makes a lot of sense to assume that, you know what, the decorations should be visible. If the decorations are not going to be visible, is that considered to be the Noi Sukkah? Because there the element of Hidur is the optics. No? That's sometimes the Gemara has. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Right? The optics of. Whereas such a Chiddush that no. You have, Gemara says, Kulmosna. That's one of the cases, no? Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. A sofer is writing, the pen should be beautiful. The pen should be, that's a Kiddush, no? Like, Ad Kedei Kach, right? The pen should be a beautiful pen. It doesn't sound like the Gemara that it means the type of quill that will allow you to write a beautiful ksav. Maybe one could dray a little bit, you know? That's what kumos now means. A kumos that enables a beautiful ksav. You know what Pashim Shah means? It means don't use a cheap pen, no? Use a chashava pen, no? Multi-billion dollar market, no? Use a, right? Chashev are writing instruments. Now, if you're writing a davar chashev, so let the kumos, you know, be a kumos na'ah. That's how it sounds, Pashev Shad, from the Gemara. And there, Pashev Shad, one is not going to argue, you know, that that's like, you know, qualitatively an enhancement of the ksav. Oh, that's what the Gemara means, right? The kumos shiocha lichto bofena. That Pashev Shad, it means, you know, like, the optics. Optics, you know, like Itur Peros when it comes to Bikurim, no? When they used to parade the Bikurim, you know what? They used to make a whole ceremony of beautiful, beautiful things that you would see this and say, you know, oh, this is like a Daruch Hashem. But that's not always the case. Sometimes you have cases of Hidur, Zeke, and Vaveil that are certainly not related to the perception, the optics, not even related to the Chefza. But the Zekei Vandeh, which is related to, right, like the Rashi, Tiferes Valeha, right, the Osa Mitzvah, right, being hungry, passionate about Achilas Matzah. That's not the optics, no? The Isser to go ahead and to eat meat bod yom in order to be able to be passionate about the Mitzvah Veratoch L'Matzahs, no? Where Tosu says that performing a mitzvah yourself and not relying on mitzvah b'yosem b'shluchah or the prima gadam tafreishin and vav. You know what? I want to fulfill the mitzvah in such a pristine way that am yotzi l'chavasi l'chol hadeos. Even though technically we don't pass in this way. Chumrah. It's not the optics of the chumrah, right? That goes against the grain. The optics of the chumrah, no? A machmer that people should see me being machmer. No, we don't like that, no? We like the chumras that people don't know. We like the chumra, the maravuna, not to wear your tittas out. Now people think you're being mako. Chumrah, to salachik. What is that? To wear tittas out. Oh, the maravuna says no. Okay. He says no. Is that all the Kabbalah, different days? Yes. No. Each one's a chumrah. No, so you have to like, it's not a matter of optics. No, it means that, you know, b'ofen ha-mubchar, that this is the appropriateness of. So again, it's not such a stira to assume that there could be an element of a zek keli vanveyu and having a ksav ma when it comes to tefillin, even if it is not considered to be. Not considered to be something which is absolutely, absolutely demonstrative. It's an important. Go through these makaros very well. Now that, it's a heavy sugya, a Leviticus sugya, you know, the sugya of Sirtuk with a lot of the different dinim and different approaches that you find in the Rishonim.
Nobody really sees the clothes, only the sofers.
Right, so it depends. It depends. What we have today, sometimes it could be that others will see, or it could simply mean like an inner, you know, you know, the chashivus of the one who is doing so, of the one who is fulfilling it. You know, so sometimes it can mean, yes, perceived by others. Sometimes it can even be the fact that a person is doing so, but you know what? He takes his finest wares, and he takes his finest, you know, you're not wearing Big Day Shabbos because, you know, that I'm going to shul and it's in public. You're going to wear Big Day Shabbos in the confines of your own home because, right, that itself lends it a certain sense of chashivus. Aside from that, you know what, that the perception is one which clearly lends itself to that particular thing. Okay. Let's continue just a little bit. The Gemara tells us that one has to be very careful. No, Chista, the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, right? You have to be very, very careful. Right? Ba'olam ayata adam ema b'sof pesim. You have to make sure everything in the house is always calm. Because you know what? If you can have an environment that is not that way, an environment of absolute yira, it can be absolutely catastrophic. No? After all, it can result in arayos, shvichas damim, chil shabbos. Right? Terrible, no? Take a look at the Rashi, the rest of the arayos, the Tosa, the rest of shalosh. Just a link to what we said before. Rashi writes, how can it lead to Gili Arayos? Gili Arayos. Oh, Rashi writes the following. Imagine the wife's lil tefillah has arrived, and there's certain difficulty with her being tovelis. No? Let's assume, for example, it's Beis Tzina. It's freezing outside. The mikvos were, you know, you'd go into the ocean. No? And therefore, but she's afraid to say that she was not tovelis. She was not tovelis. So you know what the result of that would be? Umishamash tonida. That would result in a violation of the iser of nida. So chaz of the shurim that we had much, much earlier, bezum and beis, Rashi gives nida as the example of gili arayos. Our Gemara says, terrible. It can lead to gili arayos. One could envision maybe many, many different scenarios. No, Rashi writes, you know what the example is? Mishamashto nida. Mishamashto nida. On one level, Rashi's taking that example because we're talking about pesoch beiso. We're not talking about a person to do something that, you know, it's going to end up with an iser erev in some other context. We're talking about like a climate, a temperament of the household. Oh, so probably you're dealing with something that, you know, is within the privacy, the confines of their own home. Rashi writes, Mishamashto nida, but no doubt, very, very relevant, right? Whether that's considered to be a case of Gilei Arayos or is it not, right? We discussed that at length. The Tosus, right? The Rambam, right? The Sefer Yashra, Ben Atam, Chelek HaTshuvos, and Pei, right? Much, much, much to discuss, right? And the Gemara Dav Zayin tells us the following. That, you know what, that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, also, somehow there was an element of Yira. He told Ema Gedola Bebeso. And as a result of that, Echiluhu Davar Gadol. As a result, you know what, they served. They were embarrassed to say that somehow they didn't have the food burnt, that there was no meat to be served. And as a result, right, terrible. Echidu davar gadol, the Gemara says, Eiver menachai. Another example, here, machalas asuros. The Gemara has a fascinating kasha. A fascinating kasha? No. The Gemara writes, chulin dafei. What do you mean? That isn't there some special hashkocha in these areas? No? Behem temsal tzadikin. Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala ayada, the behem of Pinchas ben Yair. No, that's the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Hey. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that you know what, that even his behemoth didn't eat machalos asuros. Even the behemoth didn't eat machalos asuros. There was a person who was attempting to feed the behemoth of Pinchas ben Yair demai, and guess what? The animal refused to eat. So what do you mean? Sadiq and Atzma Makoshkein? Sadiq and Atzma Makoshkein? So really you mean to say that as a result of what Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel did, mamish, a violation of Machalos Asuros? The answer is as follows, that no, Bikshu, it came close. Bikshu la'achilu davar gadol. Eino chinami, lo'achal, lo'achal. But you know what? It was close. As a result of an ema, oof, you know, at the last minute we were saved. But there was a circumstance that was lending itself to that. Ooh. So take a look if you haven't yet seen the Taptosus, right? Very, very critical. What is the Gemara's Kash and Teretz? The Gemara says that, you know what, that because of what? An Adam, Gadol, Tzadik, Gadol, Tanam, Raim did. It resulted in Aveir. The Gemara says, impossible. Impossible. As Tosos quotes, you know, Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, that sometimes, you know, that happened. A pasuk, no? Ein Tzadik Baretz. Ashiyasa Tov Lo Yechtov. So, like, the Gemara is so astounded, this could possibly be. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yavez describes Rabbi Yishmael that he was reading on Shabbos, now, and Kara Vehita, all of a sudden, he adjusted. Whoa. So, the Gemara describes, right, Yudav and Tavoy, regarding Mim and Zoamim. It also says that there's a whole list. There's a whole list of cases, isolated cases, where something resulted in an Aveira. So, and the Gemara doesn't scream, but what do you mean? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala yada. So, when yes, and when no. When yes, and when no. Ooh. Oh, so Tosus writes an important Kiddush. That, you know, the Gemara is applying it here. And the Gemara mentions, that what do you mean, behemtel shel tzadikim? Well, what's the commonality of that case in Chulin Daf A? In our case here, where the Gemara says, that can serve as a model. So Tosus writes the following. Machalos Aseros, Rabbeinu Tam. Isuri Achila. Wow. Isuri Achila. There is something about Machalos Asuros that is in a class by itself. Not in a very like Shabbos Yudbeis, of an Isra of Chilul Shabbos, okay? But more than that. Here we're dealing with, right, the impact of an Isra Achila, And Tosus is further bothered. No, but what do you mean? That one of those cases that the Gemara doesn't jump, Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph, is dealing with Achila on Yom Kippur. Achila on Yom Kippur. So that's talking about the Nisr Achila. So how do you understand that? The Maramak and the Tosas quotes Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph Med Aleph. Tosas says that's different also. We're not dealing with Machalas Asuras like cases of Eiver Menachai. We're talking about Tosas' last words, Achila Shel Hetera B'Shas HaYisr. We're talking about, in Isser Gavra, Vachila, and Yom Kippur, but not Mamish, Machalos Aseros. That's an important distinction. So Tosus writes the uniqueness of, an Isser Achila, and Achila means, right, Machalos Aseros, as opposed to a case of an Isser Lizman, right, the big difference between those particular cases. That's something which is critically critically important. The Gemara has Nivamos, Tavkuf Yedalit. Right, a sugiv lo sachilum. Right? Not only you cannot eat machalos aseros, you cannot provide machalos aseros. No? Lahazir gdolim alaktanim. Lahazir gdolim alaktanim. That's an interesting issue. When does that technical issue really apply? Bahazir gdolim alaktanim. There's a line the Magen Avraham writes, similar to our Tosus. The Magen Avraham is found in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Samach Tes, in Sivkat Nalev. He writes that Yesh Chiluk ben Achilas Iser la'achilas Heter Bizman Iser. When it comes to Los Achimum, there's a difference between Treif, Machalos Asuros, as opposed to Achilas Heter Bizman Iser. You know, we like to use the terms, you know, sometimes, which Yisuri Torah considered to be Yisuri Gavra, which Yisuri Torah considered to be Yisuri Heftza, Yisuri Heftza. Sometimes, no doubt, even if one could argue that, you know what, that there could be a heter in terms of the Yisur Gavra, but nonetheless, right, the Heftza Shalisur, such as indeed Machalas Asuros. There's a run in the very beginning of Yuma, Aleph Melech and Dapi Arif. The Ran raises the following kasha, and like the terutzim are like stunning. You know, the Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Ayin Ches Amadeis, Atinokos Mutarim Bekulan. It's Yom Kippur. You know what? You can go ahead and do these things to your child, to your young child. You can bathe your child. You can engage in sicha of your child. So what exactly does that tell us? Hatinokos mutarim bakulam. What says kutzmin ilas asando? Kids don't like to wear shoes. They don't have to wear shoes. So don't put shoes on your child on Yom Kippur. But there's other things like washing. It's l'tzarech. So you know what that you can do. You can wash your child and the like. On what basis? So the Ran writes, maybe that's an indicator. That's Tosus, in the very beginning of the last parak of Yuma, that Shari Nuyim are only Darabanan. Shari Nuyim are only Darabanan. The reason I'm allowed to go ahead and to bathe my child, if necessary, I can wash that area. You know what? Because after all, Shari Nuyim are only considered to be that which is Darabanan. And maybe this Sugi Vamastav, Kuf Yudalit. Lo Sachilim, Lahazir Gdol Malaktanim. Only applies to Yisuri Daraisa. It doesn't apply to Yisuri Drabana. Well, when you look in, that's in the Muki Yosef, and that's Sugya. You almost cook your dollar. Muki Yosef is son of Daf Membe, isn't that Beret? He quotes this huge Machlokas Rishonim. Whether the Yisuri of Lo Sachim applies to Yisuri Drabana. So that's one possibility that Ran writes. It only applies to Yisuri Daraisa. It doesn't apply to Yisuri Drabana. And that's why you're allowed to bathe in Shal Yom Kippur, because bathing is only a Sidra Bana. So the whole thing sounds so unusual. Well, what do you mean? You're allowed to feed a child. Are you not allowed to feed a child in Yom Kippur? You can bathe a starving child. That's the Gemara, Daf Ayin Ches. But he has to starve. So that's a pretty heavy issue. You know, that's a pretty heavy issue that, you know, how can you feed a child in Yom Kippur? How can you feed a child on Yom Kippur? And not we do so, obviously, yes, but on what basis is not so simple? Not so simple. What right does one have to go ahead and to do so? What happened to this Rav? L'hasir gdol and l'azol ha'tanim? You know, maybe one possibility is, sounds that way like the Rambam and Perabes v'chashvisa sosan, l'chasir Yom Kippur. Maybe that's only because of suffix sakana. Only because of that's such a chiddush. The allowance to feed a child in Yom Kippur is because of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. Bathing is not pikuach nefesh. No, that's the rabbana. So that you can do. But feeding is because of a suffix sakana. That sounds like such a chiddush, no? Such a chiddush that indeed that should be true. That might be the mashmaos of the Rambam. That's what the Minchas Sinach writes in Shin Yud Gimel. He's discussing Din Yom Kippur. Realize that the heter to feed a child is only because of pikuach nefesh. So it's only mutter because of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh probably applies to an infant. Feeding your 5-year-old is not pikuach nefesh. So the Minchas Sinach writes. He writes this mamash like a subsak. Let your 5-year-old take care of himself. No? So you know what? He'll be thrilled. No? Let him go and take whatever he wants to eat on Yom Kippur and fill himself up with whatever he wants. Because if the heter is pikuach nefesh, so let him just... But for you to feed him, that's lo sachilu. And the heter is only, you know, so that's like a very heavy issue. Let's see, Yosef Frank discusses the marcheshes and simen yud zayin. Maybe there's no isra of lo sachilu when it comes to, in isra gavra. right? Achilas devarim hamutarim bizman ha'yisr. The source of the Gemara, Yevamos Kuf Yudalet, is talking about machalos asuros. Machalos asuros. When you're dealing with an Yisr Gavra, and the Gavra is not a bar chiyuva, maybe there's no Yisr. There's no Yisr in those particular cases. Right? It's a fascinating deal. And if I were to ask you that question, what are Yisrei Torah? Yisrei Gavra, Yisrei Chefza? Maybe it depends. Maybe it really depends. Maybe machalos asuros, that sounds like an Yisrei Chefza. Bli and the like. You're dealing with Shabbos, Yom Kippur, oh, that's in Yisrei Gavra. Yosef Engel has his lengthy piece, Esfand Araisa, in Klal Yud. Ari Yisrei Torah, Yisrei Gavra, Ari Yisrei Torah, Yisrei Chefza. We discussed this before Rosh Hashanah, now about Koreo Meso L'Shabbos. That Shabbos does not factor into a mitzvah of Avi Aver, right? You steal a chetza, I understand. A lulav hagazel. But if a person, Shabbos Kofei Aves, he rips Kriya on Shabbos. The language of the Yerushalmi there, Shabbos Kofei Aves, from Hacha, who da Avid Yisura? He violated this. And Yisr Gavra does not impair the chetza. Wow. That's such a chiddush of the Yerushalmi. And that's why Chilul Shabbos is terrible, terrible, terrible. But it doesn't render the chevtza as something which is nesar to say you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. So if a person is korea b'shabbos, afal pi shemachas l'shabbos yotzei de kriya. Right? That's the language of the Gemara. Shabbos nafka v'abeis. Yerushalmi writes exactly that point. Right? And Yisr Shabbos, and Yisr Gavra is not enough to invoke a mitzvah b'aveira. When you think about mitzvah b'aveira, talking about, let's say, gezel. Gezel is not just an Yisr Gavra, it means the chetzah is impaired. The chetzah is shal gezel. The Rambam writes up on a zara is a mitzvah b'aveira. The chetzah is nesa. Shabbos? Who da avid yisur? Who da avid yisur? The diuk of the Magen Avos, but a very nice diuk, yeah. What are the lamitas malachas? Shabbos amayin gimel? Zorea, Choresh, no? That's a very nice diuk, no? All the lamitas malachas are from the perspective of the osem malacha. A person who plows, a person who sows, a person who carries, no? As opposed to saying Charisha and Zriya, no? Nice diuk. The Mishnah says that all of the lecha Shabbos are always from the perspective of the osem. Oh, that Yerushalmi is unbelievable. The Shabbos doesn't account for, right? So one possibility is, an interesting Kiddush, right? We're only dealing with such an issue. Oh, Machalos Asuros. Take a look at the Ramban. Chulin Dav Zainam and Aleph. Chulin Dav Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara never says, when it comes to a person violating an Aveira, how can that be? How can that be? Behemtel Shot Tzadikim, Tzadik Atzma L'Kol Shkein. When do you apply this? Oh, Svartosus has to be that type of Isser. Machalos Asuros. Rabban Chulin, Zayla Beis, Ramas Bahad Armina. Beautiful Kiddush. No? It doesn't mean a person never violates the name. A poskim kohala zayin. Ain't Sadiq Varez. You know what the Ramban means? That you're not going to find a case where a Sadiq is responsible for being Machshel Acher. That's what the Gemara means. That's what the Gemara means. Wow. A tzaddik is going to cause others to sin. The fact that the tzaddik could be shogeg, could not be, happens. But here we're saying more than that. Here we're saying because of the aim of a tov beisa, it caused the others to. And an incredible deal in the Gemara, no? Because what happened? Adam gadol, aim of tov beisa, Hechiluhu, no? Hechiluhu means the following, that, you know what? That climate was machshalem that they provided. Hechiluhu. They provided, because of the climate that he was responsible for, they provided him with. They were machshalem. Alif Neiver. Alif Neiver. Wow, that's something which is unusual. Unusual. And again, the Pinchas ben Yair, his chamor. Oh, the Rabban writes that was exactly that. You're not allowed to feed an animal demai. You're not allowed to feed an animal demai. So you know what? So the chamor refused to eat. Wouldn't it be an Isra on the chamor? You know, it means the providers. Oh, that's the common denominator of providing machalos asurus. Providing machalos. Well, that's the chiddush that the Rabban writes. Shulo lahachshil. Wow. So I'll tell you something you need to think about. What exactly is Isser? If I facilitate, oh, that's an Isser. No? Messiah, Lifneiver, Alifneiver. Okay, what's the terrace of the Gemara? Big Shivloacha. That's pretty important, no? Big Shivloacha. So what does that mean? No. It didn't result in an Aver. That sounds stunning. Is that really true? Is that so obvious? That a person goes up and does something that one attempts to, but it doesn't result in. No? You know what this guy does? He puts a stumbling block in front of a blind person. That's pretty nuts. No? But guess what? The blind person walks around it. He walks around it. I keep on trying to, you know, make him fall, and he keeps on walking around it. Did I violate an Isser Lifneiver? Is the Isser Lifneiver a simas mitzvah? Or is this Lifneiver shutfus in my saver? Well, when an avera is done, so you know what? I'm going to connect the dots and attribute the avera to you, because you caused this whole thing. Or to argue that, what do you mean? That this Lifneiver is simas mitzvah? Whether the guy stumbles or not doesn't justify what you did. That's a fascinating deal. But leaf never requires an aver. If you read our Gemara like the Ramban, it sounds like, you know what? Oh, no one ended up eating. Bikshu b'lo achal. So therefore, there's no isra of what? We're not dealing with machalos asurus. We're dealing with the leaf never of. No? That's a pretty fascinating deal. We're going to have to talk about this. You figured out that Balamor? No? What's this?
Thank you.